It's time once again for the Jason Kirkman Show, direct from Studio 312 in New Mexico's Tularosa Basin, where women dress like ladies and men hold the door and tip their hats. He's bringing back the nickel soda pop and spreading smiles across the country. Here he is passing out bowls of boiled peanuts. It's Jason Kirkman.
Good day, friends, neighbors, cousins, whoever you might be. It's been a beautiful week, and it's just getting better. My truck has been down, but not to worry. It'll be fixed by tomorrow afternoon. And you know, the weather's been absolutely gorgeous, and I'm glad of it, because I've put a lot of miles on my two-wheeled cruiser, back and forth to work here and there. There's no feeling like that of having wheels on your heels and the wind in your face. I hope you've got good riding weather wherever you might be, and whether or not you even ride a bike. As long as you're riding life, that's what's important. So make the best and the most of who you are and whatever you do. This is the Jason Kirkman Show, and I am that lucky guy. So sit back, relax, it's time to throttle up.
People too, mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a study roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. When I say stop, don't you move a peg. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare doing the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now let me have it there, boy.
Well, that was Ray Charles with Mess Around. Here's Elvis Presley with A Pocket Full of Rainbows.
I don't worry whenever skies are gray above. Got a pocket full of rainbows, got a heart full of love. Mr. Heartache, I found a way to make him leave. Got a pocket full of rainbows, got a star on my sleeve. Kiss me extra tender, hold me extra tight, 'cause I'm saving your sweetness for a lonely night. so true. I got a pocket full of rainbows, got an arm full of you. Kiss me extra tender, hold me extra tight, 'cause I'm saving your sweetness for a lonely night. No more heartaches, now that I've found a love so true. Got a pocket full of rainbows and an arm full of you.
Well, here's the great and fantastic Mr. Chuck Willis with his take on Keep a Drivin'.
Gather round me, everybody. I'm gonna tell you a story about Betty and Dupree. Betty told Dupree,
$700 worth of what? That's right. Frank Guy Timothy out of North Lauderdale, Florida recently. By the way, he's only 33 years old, but he's kind of an entrepreneur. He stole $700 worth of diapers. He was selling them on the street for $20 a box. He's facing charges of theft and now parole violation. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.
Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. At least that's the way the story goes. Frankie bought everything for Johnny, from his sports car to his Ivy League clothes. Oh, he was a man, all right. Oh, but he was doing a wrong. Just to show you what can happen, a friend came running to Frankie, said, you know, I wouldn't tell you no lie. I saw your man riding in his Jaguar with a chick named Nellie Bly. Oh, and if he was your man, honey, let me tell you he was doing you wrong. Let me tell the story. Frankie ran around the corner and peeped in a swinging place. And there she saw Charlie with the woman he had his arm around her waist. Oh, he was a man, all right, but Frankie could see that he was doing her wrong. And oh, let me tell you, Frankie reached down in a pocketbook and up with a long 44. She shot once, twice, three times, and Johnny fell on the hardwood floor. Oh, he was a man, all right, but she shot him because she was doing her wrong. But the last thing he told her was, Frankie, you know I love you. Why, honey, why did you do that, Frankie? I was telling her about you.
That was the great Sam Cooke with Frankie and Johnny. Here's Homer and Jethro with I Don't Flirt Anymore.
I don't flirt anymore since my wifey caught me in the factory stock room with my secretary. Then she picked up a broom and she lowered the boom. I wound up on the floor. I don't flirt anymore. She busted my head, I thought I was dead. I couldn't feel any worse. But as I was led to my hospital bed, I took a turn for the nurse. I don't flirt anymore. Now I'm sad and I'm wise, gonna leave all the girls to the rest of you guys. But when the swelling goes down, I'll be up and around, and I'll be flirting for sure. Well, I don't hurt anymore. She thinks I'm a louse, I'm in the doghouse, crawling around on my knees. Now looky here, spouse, am I man or a mouse? She threw me a big piece of cheese. I don't flirt anymore. I'm as true as can be till a real pretty girl eyeballs at me. I don't flirt anymore, but I'll have to confess I don't flirt anymore, but I don't flirt any less.
I do just love to travel. Apparently, so did Ricky Nelson. Here he is with Travelin' Man.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember remember the night when we walk in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Don't hold out on me. Slide that box over this way. I love pizza. Give me a slice of that. That looks pretty good. Here's some pizza fun facts for you. The average pizzeria uses roughly 55 pizza boxes per day. We consume around 251,770,000 pounds of pepperonis every year. Some popular pizza toppings in Japan are squid and mayonnaise, potato, and bacon. I think I'll pass on the squid and mayo, please. The highest grossing single unit independent pizzeria in the United States is Moose's Tooth Pub and Pizzeria. And if you're wondering where that's at, you're going to have to go a little north. It's in Anchorage, Alaska. Their annual sales reach about $6 million. Pizzerias are expected to purchase more than $4 billion worth of cheese annually. And 36% of all pizza orderers want their pizza topping to be pepperoni, at least part of it. And would you believe? Of course you would, because I'm one of them, and probably so are you. 94% of Americans eat pizza very, very regularly. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When stars make you drool just like pasta fazool,
that's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. in a dream. But you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore,
that's amore.
Here is the fantastically funny Bill Carlisle with What Kind of Deal Is This?
Now, me and Liz was out on our first date. We were sitting in a red light, having to wait. And this old boy walked up with a big possum grin and just opened the car door and got right in. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now, you know, the thing that was a-getting me the most was the way this old boy seemed to feel his oats. He was really getting under my skin, just a-sitting over there with that big stupid grin. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I got to wondering about this friend of Liz, and I figured in a minute she'll tell me who he is. We drove along, I thought, man, oh man, cause me and him and Liz is all three are holding hands. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now I ain't too smart, but I can still see that this whole deal looked all fouled up to me. So I thought I'd better stop it, it was going too fur, cause she was hugging me and he was hugging her. And boy, I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I knowed it wasn't right, but what could I say? So I thought I'd just let it go along that way. But pretty soon I knowed it. I was out on a limb, cause I couldn't kiss her without kissing him. And boy, I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I stopped the car and I said, now look here, Liz, you better tell me who this guy is. She said, I don't know him. I thought he was your friend. I said, well, if you don't know him, what's he doing here then? But what kind of deal is this? So I grabbed him by the collar and I pulled him from the car and I said, man, I ain't never seen nobody like you are. How come you pull these kind of jokes? And he said, well, sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I drawed back my fist to hit him in the face. He broke loose and run like a snake. And now here I stand just looking at Liz, and both of us are wondering who this guy is. Now, what kind of deal do you think this is? I wish, if you find out, I wish you'd let me know, because, boy, I ain't never been mixed up before in my life like this. This is the worst deal I've
ever. Well, friends and neighbors, I want to tell you there's still a lot of time left in the year to get yourself a good vacation or a good getaway in, and I want you to consider doing that because, hey, everybody needs a break every now and then, and it doesn't really matter what time of the year you get that break as long as you enjoy yourself. And you can certainly enjoy yourself here, right here in my neck of the woods. I'm talking about southern New Mexico. Check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. All of those sites are linked at my website at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. While you're there, be sure to check out the blog. And send me an email because I'm telling you, like I said earlier, I'm real greedy when it comes to emails. I like to get as many as I can. Don't forget that today's program is brought to you through the courtesy of the people at todaysfullerbrush.com. They've been delivering products for the home shop and the business for a long time. They've been around since 1906. Check them out at todaysfullerbrush.com. Friends and neighbors, I wouldn't be true to myself and I wouldn't be true to you if I didn't remind you to spend some time with the ones you love this week. I'm talking about your family, but especially with those children. Get down on the rug with them, play a game of checkers, do something special, make some memories, go for a little road trip yourself. That's the way you and I together are going to bring back the nickel soda pop. Don't forget to lend a helping hand to anyone in need you see this week. I'm going to leave you with a great song from Steeler's Wheel. It's called Stuck in the Middle with You. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station right here on the Jason Kurtman Show.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. To the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle.